There was this song in the 1970s called Do the Hustle. It was used in schools to get us up and moving in the morning, like as a kind of like a mini workout or whatever. People of a certain age know exactly the song that I'm talking about. Dun, 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 dun. But the word hustle has taken on a whole new meaning in this gig economy that we're in, as in, what's your side hustle? Lots of people decide to take on another job to earn extra income or to pursue a passion. But how does that work in the virtual world of Zoom? Well, if you're an experienced teacher or experienced at teaching, an online learning platform called OutSchool allows you to do just that. Joining me now to share her experience teaching with OutSchool is Megan Tauber. She's in Austin, Texas today. Hello there.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I have an 11-year-old kid. OutSchool somehow found me on Facebook, and that is why you're here. Tell our listeners what this platform is and what it does.
So OutSchool is an online virtual learning platform. It is for ages 3 to 18 years old. It is super secure, and there are classes on there for everyone. So you can enroll your children in a semester-long core class, something like language arts or algebra or world history, SAT prep, or you can take kind of one-off classes on social clubs or Hamilton sing-alongs, improv, a love of Irish music, whatever. There is a class for everyone on there.
And what's your thing?
So I have two things, ironically. How lucky am I? When I first joined OutSchool, I decided to offer baking and cake decorating classes. I am a former bakery owner, and I thought, well, let me put this out there and see if there's any interest in it. And it turned out there was. There was lots of interest. And since then, that was about 3 years ago. Since then, I have helped hundreds and hundreds of amazingly talented kids fine-tune their technical skills in the world of baking, which is absolutely awesome. The other thing that kind of transitioned over the years is I am a history buff. You will find me in a historical museum, watching documentaries, reading history books, love, love, love history. And so I have started doing a world of social studies and history on OutSchool. For example, I lead a book club about World War II, and there are a lot of kind of teen and tween World War II aficionados out there, which is awesome. We have some great conversation in book club, but we talk about Churchill and his leadership style. We look at Eisenhower. We look at the attack on Pearl Harbor, D-Day, and we read books that are kind of immersed in that area.
We are coming to this from the perspective of personal finance. I want people to always be thinking about ways that they can get a better handle on their money and live the life they want. How much do you make? Is this enough to buy, you know, some extra ends for your cake icing kit? Or is this enough to buy the cake icing kit and a 3,000 square foot home with an outdoor kitchen and pizza oven?
So it's going to depend on how much you want to put into it, how many hours you want to work. And also it's going to depend on kind of the market that you teach, right? Some of the markets on OutSchool are more saturated than others. There's 1,000,001 people doing watercolor painting, for example, or something like that, right? When I first started, I was the only one baking on OutSchool for the most part. And now there's a number of people that are doing that more. So it's going to depend on how many hours you want to work and how clever you are with marketing your classes and coming up with something unique that someone doesn't do. There are definitely people who are, you know, getting a little sprinkle of income and that's working for them. And there are definitely people who are using it as their sole source of income. It's not a side hustle. It's a full-time job for them. I fall somewhere in between. I started with OutSchool for two reasons. Number one, I was hoping to cover the enrollment fees of my own children's classes on OutSchool because they started ramping up and I thought, oh, this wasn't in the budget. And so I thought, well, if I can teach and offset that, that would be awesome. The other goal that I had when I started was to put gas in the RV. We travel 4 or 5 months out of the year, and that is one heck of a gas bill. And so I thought, if I could just make a couple $1,000s a year to put gas in the RV and I'm not taking that out of the family travel budget or savings, that would be a nice little cushion, right?
Yeah.
But I've exceeded that many times over in the 3 years that I've worked at OutSchool. So I definitely went into it with modest goals and exceeded them greatly, which was a nice surprise.
With a lot of these platforms that enable the side hustle, the Uber, the DoorDash, the Airbnb, they take up percentage. So if you were to fill a baking class, and I understand that would be about $1,000 in revenue, what would you then take home from that?
So if I fill a baking class, it's, you are correct, my one of my most popular classes is $1,000 when it's full. That's a 4-week class. And I take home $700 approximately from that. OutSchool takes 30% of all of our total enrollments.
And what would be in it for you now that you have developed that platform and that brand and that presence and that expertise? What's in it for you to stay with OutSchool versus going out on your own?
There's a number of reasons that I stay. The ironic one, right, is that OutSchool found you. So they target people who've got kids and social media users and things like that. And I don't know the first thing about SEO. I can cover a cake in fondant in under 2 minutes, but search engine optimization, not my thing. And OutSchool has a whole team of people that are doing that for me. They're also taking payments and running customer service issues. There's an email address for support at OutSchool, safety at OutSchool, any concerns. There's a whole team of people that are managing that. And they're doing the technical side of things. I wouldn't have the first clue how to set up my website and deliver content and do all the things that they're managing for us. So from my perspective, the 30% is money well spent because I have a full support team. And essentially, it's like having an IT department and a finance department and all of this, and it's only costing me 30% of my income to have all that support staff.
How are they vetting the teachers that appear on that platform? You think about an Uber driver, they have to be vetted in some way. There's an ID check and all that stuff. What's the process like if someone wants to sign up to teach?
So OutSchool is a marketplace. It's an education marketplace. So you can take any idea that you've got basically and take it to OutSchool and see if it'll fly in the marketplace. So OutSchool isn't so much vetting your ideas, although they do, there is a class approval process, right? But they're going to kind of let the market determine what's going to sink or swim. But from a safety perspective, we have background checks that are done. There's only a certain number of countries that you can teach from. I think it's US, Canada, Australia, UK, because they have to be able to run background checks. And so depending on what country someone lives in, if they can't successfully go deep enough, then a person from that country would not be able to teach on the platform. And then our background checks are renewed every year. So I just did mine about 2 months ago. Go back in and they're looking for criminal history and all that kind of stuff. And safe to say I made the cut. So woohoo.
Right. You are in this great circumstance where your kids are homeschooled. So your job and your kids, it's all home-based. What do you think is going to happen post-pandemic? We ideally will return to a world in which we can shake other people's hands and go out in public to a movie one day. Do you think that will curtail the growth of the classes that you offer, or will the momentum continue?
Oh, I am counting the days till we can leave the house again. I think we'll see some drop off. We've already seen, at least I have seen, a little bit of a drop off this fall. In the spring, it was just mayhem, right? Because school ended on a moment's notice and the public schools obviously weren't set up for this. Who could be, right? It just was uncharted territory. And then over the summer, with so many kids home and not able to go to summer camp, it was mayhem part two. And this fall, even though a lot of kids are going to school virtually, the school system was more prepared for it. So we have seen a drop off in the fall with enrollments. But my enrollments are still up from what they were. And so I would assume that after the pandemic, there might be another little step down, but I think that we will retain a higher level of students than what we had pre-pandemic anyway, because so many people have discovered OutSchool, whether it's for tutoring or social clubs or things like that, or for little niche groups that they want to join. And so I'm hoping that a lot of learners stay and continue to enjoy with us.
Fascinating stuff. Megan, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. I so appreciate you having me. This was fun.
Megan Tauber is one of the many, many, many teachers out there on OutSchool, a platform that allows students from, well, pretty much all over the world to engage in online learning in a pretty new and fun and interesting way.